morning. Do you believe that God is sovereign? I actually just want to continue a little bit after what Pastor Swanson was saying. So you know that Pastor Suiso's up preaching at Bethel, OPC in Broomfield right now, right? Everybody knows, that's where he is. So that when that comes about, Pastor Greg Thurston asks us, I don't know, about 4 to 6 weeks prior. And so he did that, and of course, Pastor Suiso coordinates with us and says, sure, I can go up there and do that. Now, Pastor Suiso, one thing you should know, we are all blessed to have him as an elder, because he prepares his messages about a month out, which is like the opposite of me. But do you know what he's preaching on this morning that he prepared a month ago? The power of God and how it humbles God's people. Well, God knew the fire was coming, didn't he? Right? It's pretty amazing, isn't it? God, see how God sets that up and goes before us? Because Pastor Swanson's right. What are the people in Broomfield and Louisville and Boulder need? They need the word of God. Because people are asking, why? Right? What happened? What now? Well, our Lord, that's the answer. So just praise be to God for his hand and his sovereignty. Amen. Let's turn to Psalm 37. We're continuing to go verse by verse in Psalm 37 and see what the Lord has for us here today. Today we're going to take a look at verses 10 and 11 as we continue in Psalm 37. So please turn there. Starting in verse 10, yet for a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you shall look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Amen. You know, upon hearing this text, you probably think of Matthew 5. You probably are reminded of Jesus and the Beatitudes, because Jesus effectively quoted Psalm 37 saying, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And of course, that's what we see here today. And so, a couple points to discuss on this short passage is, what is it to be meek? And why do they get to inherit the earth? Right? Those are the questions that should pop to mind. Now, our culture often thinks of meekness as what? As kind of a weakness, or a maybe being easily manipulated. That's, for some reason, meekness is turned into that in our culture. But that is not the biblical definition of meekness at all. In fact, biblical meekness is humility and a submission to God. Now, normally I don't like to read definitions of words, but Noah Webster just nailed this one. And so I just want to read it from his 1828 rendering. Noah Webster says, meekness is to be gentle, not easily provoked or irritated, but rather yielding, giving into forbearance under injuries. I love this. It's the man or woman who even when they're hurt, even when you're offended, you're patient. You show self-control. You show restraint and a steadiness, a groundness. We might say he responded well to something difficult, right? Because why? Because of his faith in God, not in himself. He's humble. He doesn't think highly of himself. His mind is instead on things above. Now, Webster goes on to say that meekness is being appropriately humble, submissive to the divine will, not proud or self-sufficient, not stubborn or irritable. And perhaps my favorite part, he says, the meek are not apt to complain of divine dispensations, because there's a trust in God, not in ourself when things happen. Do we get irritated because it didn't go our way? Or do we rest in God, knowing these are his divine dispensations? This is meekness. Now, we've talked for years here, even from the pulpit, about the value of humility, how it's critical in the Christian life. But meekness is right there with it. It's right there, because meekness is not just a good thing to have, but it's essential as a Christian to walking through events in life. So we should ask ourselves, do I aspire to be meek? Am I growing in meekness? Well, to become meek or to grow in meekness, you have to understand where it comes from. It's always a good thing. It doesn't come from you, and it doesn't come by taking a class or even reading a book. Meekness is given to us by Christ. You know that meekness is a virtue Christ possessed, isn't it? Was Christ meek? Yes, he was. He even said that of himself in Matthew 11. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your souls." So since Christ possessed meekness, it's part of his active righteousness, right, that is credited to us in our justification. Do you get that? Christ has given us meekness. And additionally, meekness is a fruit of the Spirit. So you might often see it rendered as gentleness, right, as a fruit of the Spirit. But this is meekness, responding with a mildness, a peace based on a hope and trust in God. That's born out of the Spirit. And so we see that meekness, a true God-oriented meekness, is something that only believers can possess. Okay? It's because it's not natural to our fallen state. It's in our justification, the meekness of Christ is credited to us by faith alone. Then, in our sanctification, the Holy Spirit conforms us to the image of Christ and grows us, conforms us to him as his image. So if you want to grow in meekness, look to Christ, not to yourself. Walk in the Spirit and seek what the Spirit wills. For the meek will inherit the earth. And it's not because they did something in their own strength. They've been bestowed the meekness of Christ and been given the Holy Spirit of God that conforms us to his image. Now, in terms of the meek inheriting the earth, what is this about? Have you ever wondered, what does this mean, inherit the earth? We must remember the entire context of Psalm 37, right? What do we see in Psalm 37? It's in repeating over and over again, it's contrasting that kind of ruthless ambition of the godless to gain the whole world compared to the righteous who commit their way to the Lord. Now, with that, we see that evildoers strive their entire life to gain the whole world. I mean, I even remember being an unbeliever thinking, this is all I've got. You only live once. This is it. I better make it pretty good. That was my goal in life. Because this is all I had. I died and I was dead. It's like we cut down a tree. You're gone. But that's not for us, is it? But what happens to the unbeliever? They're cut off, verse 9 says. In verse 10 it says, you look around for their empires and kingdom they built, and where are they? They're no more. They're gone. Of course, this is a common pursuit to all mankind, right? Everybody wants to gain the whole world, fame, fortune. And we have to even be watchful for that in our lives. But where did the evildoer go wrong? Can't they have the whole world if they work hard for it? Well, you see that in verse 11 of our text, the earth is not something to be gained. It's not something to be conquered for man because it's God's. Therefore, the earth will not be earned, but rather it's inherited. And it's inherited by the meek because it's given to them by God. Because the evildoer is gone, but the meek remain and receive it all. Study up more in Luke 17 about that. It's good to be left behind sometimes. But meekness is perhaps one of the most phenomenal displays of the genuine work of Christ in our lives, because it so practically displays whether we trust in God or not. It really does. It's not a tight-gripped hold on life. Meekness is welcoming of divine providences, humbled by the work of Christ that saves us and preserves us. It's yielding to God. And this is good news for us Christians, because Christ's meekness that, again, is imputed to us through his righteousness is given to us so that we may go forth and walk in it and live by humbly trusting in him and not ourselves. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the meekness of Jesus Christ and that active work of his death and resurrection by which even somehow the righteousness of Christ is given to us, is passed to us. The Holy Spirit that is given to us that we may walk in the Spirit, that we may even live and display and through your sanctification grow in this meekness. God, what a gift you've given us. Oh Lord, we confess to you that we're not always meek. We have failed you. We have been proud. We have tried to grip tightly to this life and conform it to our way and our will, and have not responded well to your divine dispensations. God, we pray that you would do a work where we would decrease and you again would increase in our lives, that we would shout forth your grace and the hope of Christ in everything we do and say in our lives. And we take a moment now to individually confess our sins to you.